We'll postpone considering the gospel until we hear the second part tomorrow, the long discourse and discussion, argument with the Jews, in which Jesus asserts that he has the right to do on the Sabbath everything that God does on the Sabbath. And so, what we have here in this prophecy of Ezekiel is a theme that pervades, in a way, the Old Testament. It's the source of water. And all of these texts, all of these events are facets of the one mystery of the Spirit who comes from the heart of Christ. It starts back in Genesis when there's this the source of these four rivers that flow. And then in the desert, Moses strikes a rock and out flows water. And that happens, as you know, frequently. Then we have this prophecy of Ezekiel that the temple will be the rock, the place of God's care for his people. And the water will flow in those days, these final days, the water will flow from the side of the temple, fill the little Jordan River that's on its way into the Dead Sea, where, because all the water evaporates and all the minerals stay, it's salt. You know, you can lie on your back and just rest, and you can read a newspaper there. You're lying in the water. It's salty, good for nothing. But this water comes and heals all that. Then, in Zechariah 14, now it's not just the rock in the desert, it's not just the temple. It becomes the whole city of Jerusalem. And out of Jerusalem is flowing this stream of water that makes all things sweet and nourishes them. Now, all of that was inspired by the Holy Spirit to try to prepare us for the mystery of Jesus Christ. On the feast, and it says in that Zechariah text, that everyone, the feast of Sukkoth, which is the feast of tents or booths or whatever, that's the feast, it's an eight-day feast, and it commemorates the wandering in the desert and the care that people had, that God had for his people. And every day during that time, the priest, the high priest, would walk with a silver vase out of the temple down to the bottom of the hill and draw water from Siloam and then carry it back up and pour it out. It was commemorating all of these things and praying for rain. Even the Muslims wait to see whether it's going to rain during Sukkot, because if it does, we're going to have a good year. To this day, in that huge secular city where 4% believe in God, who knows, but we want to make sure that it rains during Sukkoth. But this, you see, is all concentrated when our Lord, at the Feast of Sukkoth, says, "If any man thirst, let him come to me, and let him drink, the one who believes in me. As Scripture says," what Scripture? All those Scriptures. We've knocked ourselves out to find it doesn't work. It's all those Scriptures. Out of those, see, as Scripture says, from his midst will flow rivers of living water. And John adds, now he said this of the Spirit, that those who believed in him would receive. For the Spirit was not yet, wasn't present in the same way, was not yet because Jesus had not yet been glorified. On the cross, the soldier jabs his side with a spear, and there flow out blood and water. So from now on, the Holy Spirit flows from the heart of Christ. Now, this is such a vast mystery, and to plumb the depths of the humanity of the Word of God, dying in an act of love and having blood and water come from him, you see, that all these texts were put there, all these events were put there to help us get an idea of who Jesus is. He's the source of the rivers in the Garden of Genesis. Huh? He's the rock. Paul says that, right, in 1 Cor 10. And they all drank from the rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Well, it wasn't Christ, but Christ cared for that rock, you see. And why all of this and its complexity? To raise our poor little minds so that we really do worship Jesus, who is God, God incarnate, the source of the Holy Spirit for us. That's why that beautiful text in Acts, and having been raised to the right hand of the Father, he received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, promised in all those texts, and promised in so many other texts, which speak of the Spirit being poured out. And so it says, you see, and he poured the Spirit out. This is Pentecost Day. And that's what you see in here. So as we prepare for Easter, you see, we're preparing to honor the risen, glorious body of Christ, who is the source of the Holy Spirit. And we prepare for another 50 days to celebrate the feast of Sukkot, the feast of Pentecost, the feast of the abundance of the Holy Spirit. Is lying there, you see, in the sacred text, teaching us little by little, until finally on the cross, John tells us, and out of his side, as Jesus said, any man come to me and thirst, you see, and let him drink. He who believes in me, because as the scripture says, all the scripture, out of his midst shall flow rivers of living water. Out from the heart of Christ comes the most blessed divine person, the Holy Spirit, who dwells in us.